Welcome to ChicagoBears.com. I'm Larry Mayer here at the Combine in Indianapolis, joined by Rich Gannon. Rich, a lot of people want to know about Mark Trestman, the new Bears head coach. You worked with him in Oakland. You were the MVP of the league that year. You took the Raiders to the Super Bowl. What can people expect from Mark Trestman?
Well, I owe it all to Mark. You know, he was obviously a great coach. I had the experience of being with Mark back in Minnesota early in my career, and of course, he's worked with a lot of great quarterbacks over the years. I was fortunate to, hook up with him again in Oakland in 2001. I think you're going to get a guy that's really good with the players. He's a great communicator. He's a wonderful teacher. I think the best thing about Mark, I think the best attribute that I think Jay is really going to appreciate, he's great with feedback. I mean, he's not going to force something on you that you're not comfortable with. He's really going to hone the game plan to what Jay does well, what he likes. What has worked well during the week, what they've repped. That's going to be the real challenge, I think, for Jay and Mark. They have to get on the same page. If those two aren't joined at the hip, if they don't see the game the same way, if they don't have a bond, then it's going to be very difficult to be successful.
X's and O's wise, what are some of Mark's strengths? I talked to his quarterback up in Canada, and he said he's never done as much homework, never done as much studying as far as changing the game plan from week to week based on the defense.
Yeah, there'll be some challenges for Jay in terms of learning and some new terminology and verbiage, but I think there's some carryover to some of the things he did earlier in his career in Denver. It's an offense that's multiple in nature. I think they're going to attack the edges. I think they're going to work in the middle of the field. I think that Jay has the ability, obviously, to make all those types of throws. I think it's a quarterback-friendly offense. I think it's an offense that will really take advantage of what he does well. Mark also likes to run the football, which is important when you look at the backs that the Chicago Bears have. So, that's going to be, I think that's really what you're going to see. I think it's, as I said, multiple in nature, a lot of personnel usage, a lot of formational variation, protection changes, those type of things. And I think he's going to give Jake a lot of flexibility and freedom at the line of scrimmage. That's what all quarterbacks want at the end of the day, the ability to be able to recognize and see things defensively, the ability to be able to change plays at the line of scrimmage. And if you cannot do that, I think it's very difficult to be successful in today's NFL.
When you work with Mark, how much did he tailor the offense to what you did well, and how much did he accept your input and listen to it and implement it?
I think he tailored a lot of the things. I mean, we had been in that system for several years, but Mark had the background having been in San Francisco and other places like Arizona. To me, it was a natural fit. The one thing that really, I think it showed, I think Mark's vision, the year before Mark was the play caller, when I was with John Gruden and Mark was the quarterback's coach, we had this one particular package, an empty package, no backs in the backfield, you get five receivers out. The issue that you have with that, of course, it exposes, it opens up the edges, it exposes the quarterbacks to hits. But if you get the ball out quick, you got building answers, it's really not an issue. We went from the year before maybe doing it, 18, 20 times during that season, to the following year, over like 120 times. But again, it was Mark's confidence and trust in me that I would execute, that I get the ball out, that I wouldn't take the unnecessary hits, those type of things. So I think quarterbacks appreciate that, appreciate the fact that you trust them to make the right decisions, to do the right things in critical times. And I think that's going to be something that Jay really appreciates.
Rich, thanks for the insight on Mark. Great stuff. And thanks for joining us on ChicagoBears.com.